From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abilie reporting. After 6 years of budget cuts, the U.S. Navy is expected to see a funding increase when President Donald Trump's administration unveils its 2018 budget later this week. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Trump administration's budget released this week could increase defense spending by $54 billion, with much of that going to the Navy.
We will give our military the tools you need to prevent war and, if required, to fight war and only do one thing. You know what that is? Win! Win!
Former Pentagon comptroller Mike McCord says that boosted budget will not improve naval readiness without a long-term financial commitment.
If you don't have adequate funding, then having more ships, more sailors with the same budget you had before, or only a slight increase or an unpredictable or unsustainable increase, they're all chasing the same level of resources, and you're not necessarily going to be much better off.
That means the proposed funding boost will require even more money in the future. Carla Babb, VOA News, aboard the USS George H.W. Bush.
Exit polls from the Netherlands election suggest that Prime Minister Mark Rutte has won re-election, defeating anti-immigrant, anti-Islam nationalist Geert Wilders by a bigger margin than expected. Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy is predicted to have won 31 seats, far ahead of any other party, including Wilders. Wilders' run was seen as the latest test of a wave of populism to sweep across Europe, extending as far as the United States across the Atlantic. After Britain sent shockwaves across Europe by voting to leave the EU, Wilders' climb to prominence was seen as a further warning that cooperation among European nations could be threatened. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins his Asia tour Thursday by meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida. The top American diplomat goes Friday to South Korea for talks with Acting President Hwang Kyo-won and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se, but he's not scheduled to meet with any opposition leaders in the country. South Korea is holding elections for a new leader in May. The final leg of his trip is in China, where he will meet with President Xi Jinping to lay the groundwork for a U.S.-China summit early next month in Florida. The top leaders of the House Intelligence Committee said Wednesday President Donald Trump's claim that his predecessor, Barack Obama, wiretapped him in the weeks before last November's election is unfounded.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Devin Nunes and the committee's top Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, spoke with reporters Wednesday at the Capitol. Nunes says the president's claims could not be confirmed.
I want to say, as I told you last week about the issue with the president talking about tapping Trump Tower, that evidence still remains the same, that we don't have any evidence that that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Nunes and Schiff said they are waiting for information from the U.S. Department of Justice by next Monday about whether the agency knows of any court-ordered wiretaps of Trump, but said they have learned of no such surveillance so far in their investigation. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations warns that conflict and poverty are fueling human trafficking and modern slavery, putting $150 billion a year into the coffers of organized crime worldwide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Wednesday, traffic networks have gone global. He said victims can be found in 106 countries. Some 21 million people are estimated to be victims, used as forced labor, sex slaves, or involuntarily recruited into armed groups. Some even have had their organs removed by traffickers to sell on the illegal transplant market. An Australian woman suffered burns to her face after battery-operated headphones exploded during a flight from Beijing to Melbourne. Australian air safety investigators say the woman, whose name was not released, fell asleep on the plane while wearing the headphones and awoke to a loud explosion about 2 hours into the flight. The woman says she then felt a burning sensation on her face. I'm Ji Abilie in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.